You're listening to All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. In a Traverse City courtroom this afternoon, the man who used to run the Grand Traverse County Jail pleaded guilty to embezzlement and abusing his office. The hearing is the latest turn in the lengthy case of Todd Ritter, who resigned last year after more than 20 years working for the county sheriff's office. Aaron Selbig sat in on the hearing and joins us to talk about it. Hey, Aaron.
Hi, Kendra.
So what exactly did Todd Ritter admit to?
Well, he pleaded to three crimes: embezzlement, misconduct in office, and willful neglect of duty. The embezzlement charge stems from a credit card, a county-issued credit card, that he used for personal reasons, including buying a hotel room in Lansing. And the misconduct is related to misusing a county truck and a cell phone.
But weren't there originally some sexual misconduct allegations against Ritter?
Yeah, that was the most serious charge, criminal sexual conduct, second degree. That charge was dropped as part of this plea deal. The prosecutor in this case is the Michigan District Attorney's Office, or Michigan Attorney General's Office, rather, I'm sorry. And they dropped that charge. Prosecutors originally had said that Ritter had sexual relationships with several female inmates at the jail over a long period, a period of about 4 years between 2014 and 2018. They had said that a lot of these relationships included that happened at the jail itself. Not much of that was discussed in court today, but Ritter did describe one instance how he had arranged for a female inmate to stay at the Grand Traverse County Jail when she was supposed to have been transferred to Kalkaska County, and that actually stemmed from the embezzlement charge because it cost the county money.
So how did all this come to light?
Well, at least one of Ritter's victims came forward, and the accusations made their way to the county prosecutor's office. This is a long time ago. I mean, this case has been going on for at least a year and a half. There was an internal investigation by the county sheriff's office, but Ritter resigned right before a report of that investigation was released. After that, the Michigan State Police conducted their own investigation, and then the county prosecutor, Noelle Mogenberg, eventually requested a special prosecutor, and that's how the case ended up being taken over by the state attorney general's office. The whole process took over a year and a half. I want to back up real quick, Kendra, and describe what happened with these three charges that Ritter did plead to. They kind of danced around the sexual misconduct, but he did say that he used his county cell phone to download pornography, to send and receive sexually explicit images, and to arrange sexual encounters with that phone. And then there was the hotel room as well, and Lansing, he described that as well.
So what can we expect to happen next?
Well, the next step is there will be a pre-sentence report prepared by the Department of Corrections, actually. The judge will look over that. Todd Ritter doesn't have any big criminal history, and the judge will factor in all of these things when it comes to sentencing, and then his sentencing hearing will be scheduled after that.
So what kind of punishment could Ritter face?
Well, two of the charges are felonies. The most serious one is actually the embezzlement charge, and that carries a maximum of a 10-year prison sentence. The willful neglect of duty charge is a misdemeanor. The misconduct in office charge is the other felony, and that carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison.
That was Aaron Selbig filling us in on the case regarding former jail administrator Todd Ritter. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you, Kendra.